Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there was something that I learned when that thing was, when I was in the prison. Okay, sorry, when I was living in Ikoyi. I think you understand me. Hallelujah. Brother Cosmos is living in Ikoyi. Me too, I live in Ikoyi before. Hallelujah. Now, inside that place, you know, I discovered it, and it's very instructive. That when the prison church, you know, they were just about, it's a small prison. The Ikoyi prison is a small prison. And so the maximum number that we ever gather during fellowship there will be up to 40 people. They have never passed that number. And that is if they see some church coming inside with gifts, that all of them will run to church to collect the gifts. But if there's nobody, you will see 15 people there, 10 people. So somehow, the government came and released so many people that year and left only 6 of us behind. So among the 6, now there must be leader. That is how they appointed me to be the leader of church of 6 people. Now, you know, I mean, I'm talking of the church members now. So I discovered something that when it's time for fellowship now, I have to go around evangelizing them. They open the prisoners for a few hours to come out of their cells. So within that period, maybe take your bath, take some fresh air, do whatever you want to do. And then that is the time to Christians now gather for their own fellowship every day. So we use that opportunity, we go around to evangelize, come to church, give your life to Christ. I go do small time. The next day they see me, they go say, this man don't carry one hala go, they go dodge. This one carry one hala go, they dodge. So I was very frustrated. I was kind of busy. I go around and they beg people to come to church. All of them know say they need God here. Criminals. So I said, come, but this is God's work now. In the chapel was between two, it bordered another building. So there was a little gap. You know, just a little gap. And nobody goes there because there's no thoroughfare. So I discovered that place. Now, there is what you call privileged prisoners. I happened to fall under it. So they were not locking me. I had my own apartment, different. So I was free. Just about 1 hour before they open the prisoners, I will leave my own room, go and enter that place, and begin to pray. Lord, fire them, send your angel, wherever they are, catch them, drive them to come and serve you. That is one. I'll be praying there instead of going out on evangelism. I am telling you, I experienced this thing and it was very interesting. You will see somebody like say something is chasing them. Immediately they open them. Brrr, pow, they will enter. Sit down. I said they look there. I said this thing they walk. This thing they walk. 1 month after I became a pastor. I was there for a very few months and I was released. 1 month after, average daily gathering of prisoners in that church was 150. Everyone, every gathering, and I never went anywhere for evangelism. Once before they close, I will go and enter that place. My secret place. How many of you have secret place? No, be sincere. If you have, you will experience, you will understand better what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And a Christian that does not know this revelation, amen, you will never enjoy the benefit of Calvary as you should. There is power in secret prayers. The whole day is determined by the prayer you pray in your secret. Before you leave, I'll go to your work. Before you leave for the day's business. Before you go and submit that application. Before you make that call to somebody you are looking for favor. You have sorted it out in your secret prayer. That is why, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. And let somebody just change your old ways that did not produce result for you last year. And one of the things you will change is your prayer style and your prayer life. That's what I want to introduce to somebody also today. And listen, some people say they cannot pray for long. Let me teach you how to pray a little longer than you should. Amen. The first thing you do is, before you start the prayer, write down a list of your prayer points. Don't go with just your mind when you know that there are many things you want to tell him. Start by writing them down first. Amen. When you write them down, then you have a lead. You have a lead. You have a lead. You now know, I have finished with this, what is the next one? I have finished with this, what is the next one? I have finished with this, what is the next one? Then, take note of that same verse 7 and verse 8 of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, take note. He said, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Avoid vain repetitions. This is how some people pray. Vain repetition. Vain repetition is not repeating your prayer point that you prayed yesterday. You are praying again. William Branham said, when he was asked, how long will I pray concerning a matter? He said, you are to continue praying until the answer comes. So that is not the meaning of vain repetition. Vain repetition, don't be confused by some teachers of faith who tell you you ask only once. Then you begin to confess, claiming it. And that is not how faith works when it comes to prayer. Now, some people will now come and then, Lord, let so person die, Lord, die. The first die, you know, hear them. Okay, you added the second one. You don't hear them. Die by fire. That is all for the past 1 hour. Die. You know now. Those who want to disturb people for prayer, listen to them. What are they saying? Try to get what they are saying. You can't even understand what they are saying. And they're not speaking in tongue. Holua! 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 Ba! 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 He said, before you even pray, he already knows your need. And so complete the principle, he wants you to say something. The way you relate with your heavenly Father is the same way you relate with your earthly father. A son will not go to his father looking for maybe school fees. My son likes to eat what do they call it? Pizza. And anytime he just come. He said, Daddy, he said, hey, I want to eat pizza. When I don't have money, I do like say I don't hear him. Praise God. I pretend to be very busy. The guy will just look. After daddy, he will tap me, daddy. If I know I cannot afford it, then I will say something to scare him. But the truth is, he didn't need to come and say, pizza, 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 pizza. Tell your neighbor, better know how to pray. Tell him, better know how to pray. You better know how to pray. Oh. Let this year not be like last year for somebody. Oh. Let this year be better than last year. Oh. Hallelujah. Then in verse 9 now, Matthew chapter 6. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is, you have to worship him. When you lock the door, keep your list of prayer one side, and call upon him. My Father, my Father. And then you worship him. And what does it mean to worship him? To worship God is not just to begin to sing. Some people think that it is singing. Singing is only one way of worshiping him. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you are singing, you may be singing from another person's inspiration. You may be repeating a song somebody else sang. But you have forgotten that the song that that person sang that you are singing now, there was something that inspired that song. There was a condition, there is a situation that inspired that song. And if that same situation does not arise now and you are singing that song, it will not have effect. It will not have effect. Praise the Lord. So whatever song you want to sing, it must be relevant to what you want to do now. But this is my own understanding of worship. Worship is to let God know that you know who he is. And that is the way you cannot copy from anybody. That is the way you cannot copy. You can't even cram it and be pouring it out. Praise God. That's why you must have a relationship. Relationship with God lets you know who he is. What he can do and what he cannot do. Amen. If he has healed you before, and you know he's the one that healed you, nobody will remind you to call him the mighty healer. Amen. Who do you know him to be? As you confess it, you are worshiping him. Praise the Lord. When you finish worshiping him, the songwriter says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his court with praise. When you finish letting him know that you know who he is, enter thanksgiving. And you can only thank him when you take a reflection of your life. You begin to thank him for the food he has been giving you to eat, even though you don't have a job. For the accommodation. Even though they gave you quit notice. Hey, begin to thank him for the job he has given you, for the business he has given you, because there are many people that don't have nothing doing, but you have given me something to do. Then begin to appreciate him for your health, because you know what the health condition of so many people are, and then you know this is him. For all the favors that you receive, for his mercy, me, when I want to thank God, I go back to when I was an unbeliever. That is when Satan will have finished me. But he still kept me until I got to know him. If I had died at that time, where will I have been now? Oh, I begin to appreciate him. Look back at all the nonsense I did. Look back at how he forgave them. How he used his blood and washed them away. Oh, by the time you finish that, the presence of God will come in there. Thank you. We fly unto thee. That's why you will sing that.
Oh, oh Lord. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among thy gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, carefully breathing. In wonders, hallelujah.
When I come into your presence, I'm
so happy.
That presence is the secret place of the Most High.
When I come into your presence,
I'm so glad.
In your presence, there is an anointing. And the Spirit moves around me.
There you can say it.
In your presence, anointing me.
Secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah.
When I come into your presence, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Oh,
when I come into your presence, I'm so glad.
In your presence,
there is anointing,
as the Spirit moves around me. In your presence,
anointed praise are you.
Oh Lord, my God,
my God,
how excellent is your name.
God, how excellent, excellent,
oh, yeah. us who he is. Hallelujah. Approach him like that, his presence will come down. Amen. When you see yourself how to fight too much. Amen. Every night. See that one moment. Because this is how many of us pray. This night, 7 days. Seven days. Declare 7 days against all this my enemy. This my situation must change. Every night, you stand up and carry water, wash your face. Today, not today, put on for head. You set your alarm clock, it don't wake you. 12 o'clock. At the hour where witches they gather me that. Okay. And the next thing now is there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Then anybody. They will write his name. They don't write the name of the person. You, Nandi, you are the reason why I am awake now. Anybody that said this year, I will not make it. This year, you too, you will not make it. This month, you will die. You will die. Nandi, you will die. That is all he's saying. Fire. Die by fire. As I match you. The man did that, they sleep. Che. Because, listen, you have not prayed. Listen, you have not prayed. You went to fight. You have put God aside. You are not praying. You have taken over the battle by yourself. So God do go stand. They look you. The prayer is to say, Father, see the Nandi here. Deliver me from his hand, Lord. You must ask him to do something. Father, I start with myself. Father, I have a weakness. My weakness, now gossip. Anytime I see my friends, they won't marry because I never marry. I go gossip. To scatter them. As I don't marry, you two don't go marry. Father, that is my weakness. Father, anytime I see young girl, I discharge. Father, come and discharge me, Lord. Tell the Lord to do it for you. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you have no power to do it, but he has the power to do it. That's why you are here now praying, oh Lord. And this is between you and him. Your wife no hear you. Your friend no hear you. They don't even know say you they pray. And he who hears in secret, he will reward you openly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everything we receive is because we ask for it. He said you have not because you ask not. But he that asks receives. That means you don't pray, that's why you don't receive. Instead of asking, you are there fighting. That's what many people do. If you can fight, you don't need God. Prayer time is to go to he who can do all things. Things that you cannot do. Praise the Lord. When you soak yourself in his presence like that. Because each time you pray this way, there's a glory that when God comes down, the glory must reflect on you. Hallelujah. Then, in between the prayer time, maybe you are leaving your work. You are going to work in the morning, for instance. And then you are able to find some time in the morning to pray somehow. Or you are leaving very early, so you had to do your own prayers in the night. Then between that time and the time again that you may have another free time to enter anywhere to pray, that is when you now apply faith, confession, confession, confession. You confess to claim that which you have prayed. That which you have prayed. Lord, you had prayed, for instance, early in the morning. Lord, let no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me prosper, O Lord. I claim your protection from accident, from poison, from this, from that. I claim your protection. Papa, give it to me. Papa, protect me with your power. Let your blood speak for me. You have prayed on that prayer. Then you enter road. The small chance you have, you now begin to confess, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. Why are you saying so? It's because you have prayed it at home. I shall not lack anywhere I go today. Favor, favor. They are thinking you are speaking in tongues as you know where they go. That is why you are now building up yourself. Every opportunity you have, you are saying something. You are blessing yourself. You are confessing that which you believe has been done because you prayed to God. You have asked Him to do it. And His word says, if we ask Him to do anything, we do it. And that is your own way of demonstrating, I believe it is done because I asked Him to do it. Praise God. That is the life of a Christian. And when you believe or practice what I'm saying, I'm telling you, the time you spend in discussing useless talk, you will use that time instead in building and recreating your life, for life and death is in the power of the tongue. There are some discussions that when you finish discussing, you discover that it has added nothing to you. Buhari and Jonathan, what has that added to you? PDP and APC. What has that added to you? And for the past 3 hours, that is all you were talking. Then at the end, virtue has left you. From all that you were saying, you have released all virtue out of you. There's small time. You know what kind of thing? You don't hear gang for head. Ta. Hey, blood of Jesus. Hey, blood of Jesus. There's no power. When I was living in Ikoyi one time, listen, I prayed this type of prayer in the morning. I prayed this type of prayer in the morning. I'll never forget that incident. And I believe because I prayed, nothing. I told God, don't let any sickness, because these people were dying of all manner of sicknesses. Then in the afternoon, I think we were just playing, we are playing football. I think it was football. We went to play football. Prisoners, there's football. We play game there. Then somebody looked at me and said, ah, what happened for your eye? I said, my eye, and already I was already feeling something there. So I ran to look at the mirror. I saw the eye red. In about 15 minutes after that, bus already coming, Apollo. Already coming, I could not even open the eye. I was a young Christian, but a very practical one. As naive as I was, I said, I was looking at it in the mirror. I said, you, but I prayed this morning against any sickness. You, Apollo, from where did you come? As naive as I was, but I have been a practical Christian. It was me and the Bible. Anything the Bible said, I would do it. And I was seeing there was result. So, where did you come from? and an anger built inside of me. Why was I angry? You want to let me, want to prove to me, say my prayer no work, Abi? That's why you are coming like this. Where you come from? Apollo in my eye? Hoya, get back to where you came from. I carry water, wash my eye, clean it up. I enter the play by football. When we finish playing football, the thing clear by itself. Without taking any drug. Why? I had taken control of that before I came out. Now is the battle. When you face the enemy, it is then you can confess what you had prayed before. If you have not prayed it, you cannot confess it and it will work. Oh, I don't come. Make I see. Now they look at me like cinema. How many people understand me? I'm teaching you now how to defeat your enemy. Praise the Lord. Prayer only prepares you for the battles of the day. That's why Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28, 29, 30, 31. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. I repeat. They that wait upon the Lord. We are in the secret place of the Most High. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. And you wait on him. By meeting him. With him. In that secret place. That is where we renew our strength. Then we begin to fly like eagles. And become untouchable and unstoppable. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ask my wife, throughout the period when we are fighting over this land, throughout the period that we were fighting over this land, when this place was demolished, whether she ever jammed me, even by accident, praying. Not once. I remember one time she asked me, say, hope you're able to pray. I told her, I say, I get any other power anywhere. Must pray. But she never one time saw me pray. See? Because I know the secret. Try it for your business. Try it for your marriage. When you have a stubborn man as a husband, when you have a stubborn woman as a wife. When you are praying over her, don't let her know you are praying. Because she will try to tell you, say, hey, you know work. You know work. You know work. She will do worse. Amen.